Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Dahil sa patuloy pa rin na mga kaganapan kaugnay ng coronavirus, makakasama natin ngayong umaga ang NSW Multicultural Health Communication Service Director na si Lisa Woodland. Welcome to the program, Lisa.
Thank you very much, Annalyn.
Yes, firstly, good morning and thank you for gracing us for this interview on as we wake up in another coronavirus day, they say.
My pleasure.
Yes, firstly, let's define first coronavirus. What are the symptoms? Because they say it's flu-like, but how can you differentiate it from the regular flu that we usually experience during winter season?
Yes, many of the symptoms of coronavirus are similar to other respiratory illnesses like colds and flu. The symptoms are fever, cough, runny nose, shortness of breath, and it's important to know what they are so that you can respond quickly if you are experiencing those symptoms.
Yes. Say if I have runny nose only, should I still go to the doctor?
I think that it's important that if you are experiencing any of the symptoms, and particularly if you have a fever, that you should make contact with your GP by phone. GPs and other services, other health services, are geared up to be able to talk over people's symptoms with them by phone and then be able to direct them to the appropriate service. There is a number that people can call Health Direct on 1-800-022-222, and they will actually give you advice over the phone. So if you're unsure about your symptoms, you can ring and get advice about where you should go and what you should do.
And it's always important to really check with your doctor, isn't it?
That's really important, because some people may experience only one symptom. Some people may experience many symptoms. So getting your advice from your GP or your other health professional is really important. And we know that this is a changing situation, that where there's a lot of research being done on the virus at the moment. And so the advice is changing all the time as well. So it's important to keep up to date with the available information, and your doctor is the best person to give you advice.
Yes, and contracting the virus, it is said that we can only contract it through droplets. But there's also what they are saying, it is asymptomatic sometimes. Can you please elaborate on this one?
Most of the cases that are known within New South Wales, the transmission of the virus has been from people with symptoms to other people. There are some reports from other places that there may be people who are not symptomatic who have passed on the disease. But again, this is an area of research at the moment, and we're not really sure exactly what the situation is. But definitely, if you have symptoms, you are more likely to pass on those symptoms to other people.
Yes, and I know from the few initial cases before, early this year, it's contracted from people that came from overseas, in particular before it was from China, but now there are local transmission, isn't it?
That's correct. Yes. So most of the initial cases were people that were traveling from overseas who had contracted the virus overseas and then arrived in Australia. But now we're seeing cases where what we would call community transmission. So people who haven't been traveling from overseas are now experiencing the virus.
Yes. And now that the World Health Organization has characterized COVID-19 as a pandemic, we are hearing the word pandemic more often now. But what does pandemic mean for health authorities first, and then for governments in terms of fighting coronavirus, and then for us, regular public?
Yeah. So a pandemic is an infectious disease outbreak that spreads rapidly around the world. And so the coronavirus, or the COVID-19, has now been officially called as a pandemic by the World Health Organization. And what that means for health authorities is that we increase our efforts on making sure that we test and provide treatment to people, and that we also do a lot of forward planning for the future spread of the disease. So Australia's been well prepared and has been acting on advice from the World Health Organization in advance. So in a practical sense, it hasn't changed a lot in Australia, but certainly our governments are planning to take action and making a lot of changes in the plans for the delivery of services. And you probably are aware that as of Monday, they're also asking people not to gather in crowds of greater than 500 people. So these are the sorts of actions that government takes in response to pandemics.
Yes, you have mentioned about mass gatherings, which are going to be banned starting from Monday, but that is for 500 or more people in an event. Say I am attending a wedding and there are 100 of attendants or guests. That would be allowed? And what would be your advice to those guests who will be attending smaller group gatherings?
I think it's important that we all do what we can as part of the community to look after ourselves and our family and the community. So I think the most important thing is that if we are unwell, if we do have any of those symptoms, if we have a fever or a runny nose or a cough, that we actually stay away from big gatherings or any gatherings with other people. What we do know about this virus is that it can be very mild for some people, but particularly for older people and people who already have health conditions, it can be quite severe. So by staying away from a wedding, you're protecting vulnerable people in the community that might also be attending the wedding. So if you are unwell, really reconsider being within groups of people.
Yes, and COVID-19 or coronavirus is not choosing anyone. No one is immune to the virus, isn't it?
That's right. We're all at equal risk of catching the virus. And as I said, some of us might experience it in a very mild way, but we do know that for some people in our community, it will be very severe and life-threatening.
It's more than 150 cases that are positive now of coronavirus, but most of these cases are from NSW. What is NSW doing to deal with the outbreak on a state level?
On a state level, the health department has been very active. We've tested over 14,000 people. And in New South Wales, as of yesterday morning, there was about 92 positive cases. So we're very, very active in testing people and coordinating between hospitals and GPs to make sure that people have quick access to testing. We're setting up what some people in the community are calling fever clinics. So these are special clinics for testing of coronavirus.
It's like little tents?
Sorry, I missed your question.
Is that like little tents, like tent?
No. These are areas within buildings. So these might be community health centres, or they might be areas within hospitals. So I guess just alternative sites to emergency departments where people can go and get tested. Mm-hmm. But they're all part of regular facilities. There's no sort of pop-up tents or anything being planned that I'm aware of.
Okay.
They're all part of regular sort of hospitals or community health centres.
Yes, just not to bombard the hospitals, isn't it?
That's right, because we know that we don't want... We want to be able to continue to provide our emergency services, our emergency department services, to people who have other health issues as well. So people who are presenting with, heart conditions or diabetes or broken bones, we need to make sure that our regular services continue, but we're also able to respond very quickly to people who have these respiratory symptoms.
Yes. I know someone working in the government, and she mentioned that as an advice for most of government employees, they are restricted or advised not to attend public gatherings. Is that correct?
So in New South Wales Health, there's two sets of people, if you like, that we're very busy planning to look after. One is the health workforce,
yeah,
and the other is the community. And what we know is that the health workforce, particularly the frontline nurses and doctors, are at risk of also catching the virus. And we know we want those people to be really healthy so that they can, in fact, look after people who are unwell. So the advice is to, again, not attend large gatherings and to make sure that we as health workers are, following the guidelines, making sure that we stay well so that we can look after people.
Yes. If I am a regular employee and I know that in my workplace there's no one who is positive of coronavirus, and we are really advised to still do precautionary measures, what is your best advice to our listeners who continue with their usual work, their businesses?
Yeah, so at this stage, most of the community is well. We only have a small number of cases, but we know that that will change and probably change rapidly. So while we are all well, then I think it's important that we continue on. And the things that we can do to prevent the spread of the disease are things like washing our hands regularly with soap and water, or using an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. It's really important that we avoid touching our faces with our hands, particularly our mouth and our nose and our eyes, because this is the main way the virus is transmitted, from people's hands into their system as a whole, if you like, through their mouth, nose or eyes.
Yeah. Continue.
I was just going to say, if we do need to cough or sneeze, it's important that we don't do that onto our hands, but we cough into our elbow.
Yes. Another one is social distancing.
Yes.
How is it possible to do social distancing, or how is it to be done?
So social distancing does refer to not meeting in large groups. So that's an important piece of advice for people to take forward. And I guess just remembering that some of the things that we're used to doing, like shaking hands, kissing each other hello, are not helpful in this particular situation. And so we should reconsider alternative ways of greeting people. And of course, if we are, make sure that we're not in close contact with people who are unwell. So it's really important that if people are unwell, that they stay home from work or stay home from school and ring their GP and get advice before they go back to those places.
Yes, I know that the Sydney Royal Easter Show is being held off. For those who are disappointed of not going to the Easter Show this year, what can you say to them?
I think there's going to be a lot of events that will be cancelled or postponed, and I do think that is really disappointing for a lot of people. I think what we can remember is that this is this virus, this new epidemic, if you like, or pandemic, will be with us for, we hope, a relatively short period of time, and that there will come a time in the future, probably after the flu season has finished, when we can all return back to our normal activities.
Yes. Lisa, for our multicultural communities, where can they get more information or help, as you may say, in terms of fighting or preventing contracting coronavirus?
Yes. So we're encouraging people to go to the New South Wales Health website, and there's information there on the coronavirus, and we provide that information in a range of languages. So people can go there and get information in their language. At this point in time, I think the information's available in about 12 languages, and we are regularly updating that information and adding new languages as well. We really appreciate this is an important issue for everybody in the community, and we're doing our best to make sure that we have as much information in language to people as possible.
And we hope that all of this will be gone after, or hopefully before, winter.
I think that we, in terms of New South Wales Health, we are planning for an escalation of the number of cases. And we do know that that will overlap with the winter flu season. So we're really trying to work to balance those two things. We're really encouraging people to have the flu vaccine when it becomes available, because we know that if you, for example, had the virus and the flu at the same time, that would make you very unwell. And again, this is a way that we can help support vulnerable people in our community by just stopping the spread, not just of the coronavirus, but of the flu as well.
You have mentioned about the flu shots. I check on our local chemists. They don't have any available until after a month, they say. So for those people wanting to get the flu vaccines, where can they get, or where should they go for their flu shots?
The flu shots will be available hopefully within the next month. We usually have start our vaccination programs in sort of April and May. We will try and bring that forward a little bit, and they will be available through GPs and chemists. So in coming weeks, there'll be some more information about that.
Yes. And lastly, any additional message to our communities, Lisa?
I think it's important, as I said before, that we just do our best to look after ourselves and our families and the community as a whole by just taking those measures that we can, which is around keeping our hands clean, not touching our faces, coughing or sneezing into our elbow, and particularly if we are feeling unwell, to stay at home and to contact our GPs.
Thank you so much, Lisa Woodland, NSW Multicultural Health Communication Service Director.
Thank you, Annalyn. Goodbye.
Yan po at nakasama natin si Lisa Woodland, ang NSW Multicultural Health Communication Service Director, at kung saan nabigyan niya tayo ng ilang mahalagang mga impormasyon kaugnay ng paano nga ba mapipigilan o mapapabagal ang pagkalat ng coronavirus o COVID-19.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.